Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, April 7th. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We're going to start with the story we have to cover. It's Deshaun Watson and the off-the-field situation in Houston. Two of the more than 20 women with lawsuits against Watson alleging sexual assault and inappropriate behavior came forward at a news conference on Tuesday. One of the women, Ashley Solis, admitted she suffers from panic attacks, anxiety, and depression, and is in counseling for all of those as a result of Watson's actions. In response, Watson's representation, Rusty Hardin, said in a statement that lawyer Tony Busby's firm, and I quote, sought $100,000 in hush money on behalf of Ms. Solis to quietly settle the allegations the month before he filed the first lawsuit, end quote. NFL PR man Brian McCarthy called the allegations against Watson deeply disturbing, noting, we take these issues very seriously, in a follow-up statement from the league on Tuesday. 37-year-old reigning MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers joined NFL Network's Good Morning Football on Tuesday, and he was asked point blank by friend of the podcast, Kyle Brandt, if he could be calling it a career anytime soon.
I still love playing, and I don't want to give that up. You know, there's something interesting about walking away from the game at the height, you know, and there's been many players who've done that. I mean, one of my favorite players growing up was Barry Sanders, and Barry rushed for over 1,000 yards in every one of his seasons and then just said, see ya. That's not what I want to do. I want to keep playing. You know, I have still have the passion, the fire in this last season, you know, just reminded me, and I think a lot of people I can still play and still play at a really, really high level. And I feel like I can do this for a number of years moving forward.
The speculation has come as Rodgers hosts Jeopardy for the next 2 weeks, a job he also admitted he wants permanently, going as far as to suggest he could quarterback the Packers and host the show at the same time. What are you, crazy, Aaron? That is a crazy idea. We'll see what happens with that. Now that Sam Darnold is set to be QB1 in Carolina, well, what does that mean for Teddy Bridgewater? Following the trade, the team spoke to Bridgewater and is now allowing him the opportunity to talk with teams to work out a potential trade, sources told that to NFL Network. The Panthers are thought to be open to a Bridgewater return, but they want to give him an opportunity to determine his own future. Back in mid-February, Bridgewater unfollowed the Panthers on social media, which is cold. That's a cold thing to do, Teddy. They were connected to Deshaun Watson at the time. So I think that situation probably tells you something about how you would feel about being Darnold's QB2. There's only 32 jobs out there, so that is a situation to watch down in Carolina. Speaking of Darnold and stars joining Good Morning Football, Panthers and former Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson joined the show to discuss reuniting with Darnold in Carolina. And here's what he said. I think me and Sam had very good chemistry. I think that really stems from communication and just trust. I think if you look at the growth between me and Sam, you notice toward the back end of me being with the Jets, him throwing the ball up in double coverage and just throwing the ball up. That came with time and just trust in me making those plays and coming through for him in the clutch. 27-year-old receiver is coming off his first 1,000-yard season in Carolina. And let's touch on the Jets side of this before we move on. GM Joe Douglas admitted a few things at a press conference on Tuesday. One, it's fair to say they will be taking a quarterback with the number 2 pick. Two, Douglas said if there was a pick a little bit later, so probably 3, 4, maybe a little bit higher, that Sam Darnold would still be in New York. So this means the Jets definitely have a quarterback in mind. And three, Douglas said the new situation will allow the team and the organization to reset financially. As we know, rookie quarterbacks are cheap, and Sam's deal was coming up. That problem now belongs to Matt Rhule and Carolina. So who do we think the Jets take on draft night? Well, why don't we go to Tom Hanks?
Wilson! Wilson! Wilson!
Thank you, Tom. One last thing on the quarterbacks, and this comes from ESPN's Adam Schefter and Elias Sports. 2021 will be the first time since 1967 that five quarterbacks selected in the top three overall picks will be playing for a different team the next season. Can you name them? Pause the podcast if you want to guess. All right, I'm going with it. Darnold to the Panthers, Trubisky to the Trubisky, Goff to the Lions, Wentz to the Colts, and Matt Stafford to the LA Rams. The Bengals hold the number five pick in the NFL draft, and even though that could provide a window to more picks by trading down, don't be so sure that will necessarily happen. The director of player personnel, Duke Tobin, told Bengals.com this: "We feel we're in a good spot. We're going to be careful not to be overly greedy and get out of a spot where we can maybe lose a premier player. And we feel like we can get one of the premier players in this draft. We feel there are enough guys with the fifth pick in the draft to get a real guy that we feel real comfortable with, and it hits a position of need." So the Bengals could stay put at number five. Let's finish up with your other news and notes to know on this Wednesday. When center Rodney Hudson was traded from the Raiders to the Cardinals, he received a contract extension. It's now a three-year, $30 million new contract, according to NFL Network. He had $9.9 million on the books, and now that adds 2 years and $20.1 million to the deal, with $16 million in total guarantees. So some contract tweaking going on there in Arizona. The Detroit Lions signed unrestricted cornerback Quentin Dunbar, the team officially announced on Tuesday. Detroit also signed linebacker Jason Kabinda. The Denver Broncos announced Tuesday they had agreed to terms with defensive lineman Shamar Stephen on a one-year deal. The Panthers signed offensive tackle Martez Ivey, originally an undrafted free agent. The Panthers also signed defensive backs JT Ibe and Jalen Julius. Wrapping it up, the Minnesota Vikings signed former Chargers linebacker Nick Vigil. And that's the latest in the news of the NFL on Wednesday, April 7th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available to you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for the Pupcast with Kate Juke and Kyle Posey. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.